If you'll repeat after me, say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I thank you that my ears work.
I thank you that my ears work.
My eyes function. And my heart does perceive. Everything.
Everything.
Teach me to ponder.
Teach me to ponder.
The word that comes today.
To bring life
into my heart.
Into my heart.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Okay, I want to take you to John chapter 17. And to give you a heads up about Jeremiah chapter 1, where we spoke a little bit about God having knowledge of who we are before we enter this realm. So if you want to check Jeremiah 1, that's up to you. It's not an absolute necessity. But I want to kind of bring something, hopefully, to the forefront. That what is written about you in the Word needs to come alive. You need to be able to see a little bit more than what you've known about yourself and about what is in you and who lives in you. And why? Jesus, when he's giving this word, he's really talking about them and us. Because he says, I am not right, you know, speaking just for them, but those that they will hear this message. Verse 20 says, neither for these alone do I pray. It is not for their sake only that I make this request, but also for all those who will ever come to believe in, trust in, cling to, rely on me through their words and teachings. Verse 21, so that they all may be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you. That they also may be one in us, so that the world may believe and be convinced that you have sent me. 22 says, I have given them the glory and honor which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, you in me, in order that they may become one and perfectly united, that the world may know and definitely recognize that you sent me and that you have loved them, even as you have loved me. The bride, the church, is really us. The grapes really represent the church. Okay? And right over John, there's one huge, long cluster.
Sure.
Yeah, over John.
There's two. Great.
Right on.
Just a moment.
But I want you to remember that every time the wind blows, all those grapes rub against each other. And it goes a little bit like this. Are you irritated yet?
Jesus.
That was very good.
Polishing.
Huh?
Polishing.
Yes. So go to that. Shoulder somebody a little bit. Say, I'm part of the body.
I'm part of the body.
And you know what? Some people are going to rub you the wrong way.
Amen.
Oh, but I'm. How long did it take for you to recognize that you're human?
Amen.
And you're going to have somebody that's going to irritate you in the body. That's why Jesus comes along with his feet and squishes. Amen? And by the way, it's called a press. Amen.
Well, yeah, I did write that down.
Wine press. Okay? And I think you need to remember that it was God's plan to make wine out of us. Because when we're wine, we're no longer whining.
Oh, that's good.
Ooh, Jesus.
We are one. The grapes are all intermingled in that jar, or glass, or bottle, or container. And no one has an opinion of its own. We're on the vine, everybody's got an opinion. Do I get an amen?
Amen.
In the cup, you can't irritate anybody. You're already past that stage. Amen. If you look at the fields in the Midwest in the summertime, and all that wheat is just flowing in the wind, they irritate each other as well. So there's something in common between the bread and wheat shape when it's in the field. And the grapes that are sitting on the vine, sitting in the wind, causing irritation. But let me tell you something. When I was brought up on a farm and we had wheat fields, and that machinery that came in to beat it up, there was no argument from the wheat and saying, hey, you're irritating me. And when you went through the mill, you became what? Fine flour. Then you could be put into the cooker. Good wine is kept for what? Years. It ages. So look at your neighbor and say, you're not aged enough yet. You're going to be more valuable down the road. Yeah. Why am I saying this? Because you see, God knows how to get a hold of us and how to change us. And he's going to bring somebody into your life to irritate you. I could say it this way, to irritate the hell out of you. That's the truth. So if I'm here irritating the hell out of you, that means I'm doing a good job. From God's perspective. But if I'm just irritating you enough that you run out the door and you say, I can't stand this man, maybe you're going to meet the crusher. Or the one that's got a big foot and squish you until you become fine wine. So I'll tell you truthfully, there's not a church in the world that's perfect when you're in it.
Amen.
Because you're going to bring irritation to somebody, and somebody's going to bring irritation to you. And it's designed by God for you to wake up. And yes, there's a season of irritating. Some of it is longer than others. You know why?
Stubborn.
Some of us are thick-skinned. And we just rub and rub and rub and rub. And it just takes a long time. Others are thin-skinned. Yeah, I know. I'm both. Depends on the person.
Amen. Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. But eventually God will make wine out of me too.
Amen.
He's not quitting me because You know what? He knows how much of stubbornness is in me. He knows how deep the irritations go. And he's got a plan, Holy Ghost plan. Amen. Look at your neighbor. And I mean this. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Don't let that one go.
Don't let that one go.
If I'm the irritation.
If I'm the irritation.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Because God's got a plan.
Because God's got a plan.
To make wine out of me.
To make wine out of me.
And you.
And you.
Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Correct.
We're going to back it up. Verse 1, Jesus had spoken these things. He lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify and exalt and honor and magnify your Son, so that your Son may glorify and extol and honor and magnify you. Just as you have granted him power and authority over all flesh, all humankind, now glorify him so that he may give eternal life to all whom you have given to him. And this is eternal life. It means to know, to perceive, to recognize, to become acquainted with and understand you, the only true and real God. And likewise to know him, Jesus, as the Christ, the anointed one, the Messiah, whom you have sent. I have glorified you down here on the earth by completing the work that you gave me to do. Wow. Was Jesus thick-skinned?
Yes.
To some people, he called them whitewashed tombstones, meaning they could not catch what he was up to. To others, he was a pushover. To the sinners that knew that they were sinners, he loved them back to health. For those who thought that they had all their act put together, he told them they were a bunch of liars. And that was the work that God gave him to do. Now, if it gave Father some glory to watch his son straighten out a few people by love, could that possibly be written about you? Could you be an anointed person to love the ones that are broken? The ones that are weak, the ones that fall into sin on a regular basis. And to those that think they're perfect, they can't put up with you anyway because they couldn't stand him. They won't be able to stand you. They'll irritate, and you will irritate them. Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. It's the same procedure with the church as it is with the firstborn son. Romans 8 says you are brothers and sisters to the Most High. Kind of cool. Verse 5. Father, glorify me along with yourself and restore me to such majesty and honor in your presence as I had with you before the world existed. Remember I told you about Jeremiah 1? What about this word? Is it written about you and me in that verse? Do you have an awareness of who you are in Christ before you came into this realm? And if you don't know, it's time you get nosy. It's time you knock on that door until the door opens and say, I want to know what I was. If I don't know it yet, it's time for me to wake up and get on the case and not let Jesus off the hook. Now, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes right now. and take a chance. And repeat after me, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
By your Holy Spirit.
By your Holy Spirit.
You glorified your Son.
You glorified your Son.
Along with yourself.
Along with yourself.
And you restored Jesus.
And you restored Jesus.
To such majesty.
To such majesty.
And honor.
And honor.
In your presence.
In your presence.
As he had with you.
As he had with you.
Before the world began.
Before the world began.
What about me?
What about me?
I'm nosy, Lord.
I'm nosy, Lord.
Whatever I was.
Whatever I was.
Whatever I was designed to be in the earth.
Whatever I was designed to be in the earth.
I'm not going to give up.
I'm not going to give up.
Just because somebody irritated me.
Just because somebody irritated me.
I'm going to complete.
I'm going to complete.
Whatever you have purposed.
Whatever you have purposed.
And whatever you need to restore.
And whatever you need to restore.
In me.
In me.
The levels of majesty.
The levels of majesty.
The levels of honor.
The levels of honor.
The levels of presence.
The levels of presence.
That I had with you before the world began.
That I had with you before the world began.
Because I am a spirit being.
Because I am a spirit being.
Living in an earth suit.
Living in an earth suit.
And my soul.
And my soul.
My mind.
My mind.
My will.
My will.
My emotions.
My emotions.
Have to bow.
Have to bow.
They have to humble themselves.
They have to humble themselves.
And I'm humbling me now.
And I'm humbling me now.
Do your stuff, Lord.
Do your stuff.
I don't want to be.
I don't want to be.
Standing before the throne.
Standing before the throne.
And the Holy Ghost says,
this
one should have been a player.
This one should have been
an apostle.
This one should have been a teacher.
This one should have been an evangelist.
This one should have been an evangelist.
But they copped out.
Because they got irritated.
By the church.
Instead of getting squished.
They ran.
I
pray for those who have run already, Lord.
I pray for those who have run already, Lord.
Be the hound of heaven, Holy Ghost.
Be the hound of heaven.
And heal their hearts.
And heal their hearts.
Like you're working on me today.
Like you're working on me today.
And those who have irritated me.
And those who have irritated me.
I set them free.
I set them free.
Make wine out of me.
Make wine out of me.
Make flour out of me.
Make flour out of me.
So that I can be.
So that I can be.
Broken bread.
Broken bread.
And poured out wine.
And poured out wine.
To those that have needs.
To those that have needs.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
How many of you felt a stirring as we prayed that prayer today in your belly?
Amen.
Why do you think you felt the stirring? Because there's a purpose in you that needs to be understood by God to download into you what he's prepared. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how young you are. What it does matter is how nosy you are. And don't let the Holy Ghost off the hook. That's all I can tell you. Don't do it. Don't shortfall any plan that God has for you because of your skinny little brain or somebody else's ugly opinion of you. Whatever opinion they have, that's their problem.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
And whatever the Holy Ghost has, he's already downloading it into you anyway. So now you have a job. Instead of rubbing elbows, how about getting a few hugs?
Amen.
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 Share some hugs with each other and love each other right where you're at. Oh, yes, and bless the food. Amen.
Amen.
Make it holy, Lord, in Jesus' name.